In the Magic Valley, the polls were steadily busy from the time the doors opened this morning. Over the last few weeks, the area has seen a record turnout for early and absentee voting, up 75% over the 2014 midterms. This year's two ballot propositions have sparked a lot of interest. Ken Bohr had to wait in line at a polling place in a church in a rapidly growing neighborhood of Twin Falls. He is against Prop 1, historic horse racing.
I'm not that much for gambling, and I hate to see Idaho money going to people's pockets and up from other states.
Many of the voters I spoke with here were skeptical about Proposition 1. Ian Bonner has been an Idaho resident for almost 7 years. He is also lining up against Prop 1.
Yeah, it seems kind of schemey. I think it's very misleading to call it saving horse racing when very little of it has to do with actual live horses.
Voter Lindsay Ward sees gambling as a slippery slope.
If you allow gambling in this one instance, how it could roll over and into other areas and just the effect that it could have on the way of life we enjoy here in Idaho.
But Curtis Bewitt disagrees. He supports Prop 1 more as an issue of freedom for the industry and for individuals.
Well, it was just the factor of a business, basically the horse racing, needs a little help. And I believe everybody has a free choice whether they want to gamble or not.
And he was sympathetic to Proposition 2, the expansion of Medicaid. His reasons? Local control.
Yeah, Prop 2, I think we're sending a lot of our tax money to Washington, D.C., and a lot of that should be coming back to help the people that need that medical. That way we don't have to pay for it twice.
Others, like Ken Bohr, saw support for Medicaid expansion as a personal issue.
I've known a lot of people, including myself, over the years that, you know, couldn't afford insurance, didn't have health care, and we need to get better health care coverage in the state of Idaho.
As a whole, Magic Valley voters tend to be reliably Republican. Many cheer on Republican leadership here in the state capitol and in Washington. But some, like Farzad Moradi, worry about single-party control.
I think this midterm is is the most important election of our lifetime, pretty much, you know. I felt like Washington is not in check, you know, and we need to elect people that actually check Washington and make sure they're controlling the powers there.
Today, he brought along his mother, uncle, and sister to vote. His sister Farzani reflects on the power of the democratic process.
It's having like freedom to choose whatever you want. It's our right to vote, and if we want to have a freedom, then we need to vote.
Twin Falls sales executive Gene Benavides takes it a step further.
Anybody that doesn't vote, I mean, they're cheating themselves and opportunities for their families and in the future. If you care about any of the issues that are currently facing us, you need to exercise your right to vote. I've always voted. I'm very passionate about what happens to us and our future generations.
No matter where you live, it seems the expectation has always been that midterm elections are simply less important than presidential election years. But this year, Twin Falls, like the rest of Idaho and the nation, is changing that narrative. In Twin Falls County, Chris Houston, Boise State Public Radio News.